purgatory. My, oh my, this is another horrendous false teaching. You know, that's what Martin Luther, you know, when he came out against people that were basically selling indulgences, my, oh my. And, you know, people would believe that their relatives were in this counterfeit place called purgatory. This place is make-believe. It does not exist. And to this day, people have Catholic masses offered up for their dead family members, mom and dad and relatives and friends. They'll get a mass card and they'll offer pay a donation and have a mass said for their relative. Hopefully that they'll, their time in purgatory would be shortened. And this still goes on, folks. As I speak, it is going on. Purgatory, nowhere to be found in the Bible. Jesus preached heaven and he preached hell. Jesus preached salvation and damnation. In fact, look at this. Look what Jesus said after he rose from the dead. Mark 16. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. That's good news. To every creature, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Do you find anything about going to mass there? Go to a priest? Go to confession? You don't find any of that stuff, folks. I'm here preaching freedom to you today. I'm here preaching deliverance to you today. Come out from among them is what the Bible says. John 3:18, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. You see that, folks? It's faith. John 3:36, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Folks, no matter who you are, You can get saved. You can be saved. Call upon the Lord for mercy. Recognize that you're a sinner. That's what repentance is about. You turn into the Lord. You're repenting. You say, Lord, I need you. Cleanse me. Forgive me. And it's by faith. You believe on a sin, you will have everlasting life. You don't have to go to a priest. You don't have to go into a confessional booth. You see, this is how they keep people bound, keep them in bondage to them.